Hi, this is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. How are you doing today? Well, today the humidity is really out there, and it's high and it's humid, but I'm inside in air conditioning, thank God. I hope your day is going well. Today I want to talk about due diligence. You know, for me, due diligence or doing your research or doing what you need to do to find out what is really going on, it applies to your life, it applies to your buying habits, it applies to everything in life. You go to a doctor, you're sitting before the doctor, and the doctor tells you this. Okay, well, now think about that doctor. He went to medical school. If he's young, he just came out, so he might be aware of what's going on currently. But say he's been in practice for 20 years. I don't know, I worked at a job for 14 years, and I can tell you right now, after a while, it became just that, a job. He's been doing it for 20, seen how many patients, and let's face it, doctors are really taught to treat an illness. Now, thank God today, there are a lot of doctors out there who are learning about preventative health. Now, granted, insurance companies are not big on it, but you have to do your due diligence. You know, before, I just told my daughter there's record people getting diabetes and all kind of illnesses. Has anybody researched or thought about pharmaceuticals and how much money they're making? Do you wonder why? It's big business, big business, big money, huge amounts of money to be sick. Let's face it. I don't know. I'm kind of a conspiracy. Conspiracy theorist. I think there's something big behind this going on. Now, of course, I believe in God, who is the ultimate, obviously. But it's not just medically. You think about even in business. Now, we were talking to these very sweet people that want to do a janitorial business, and a husband has that as a side business as well. They wanted to work with us. Well, come to find out, they're investigating or just about ready to sign with a franchise company. We had to stop talking to them because they didn't realize that it's going to be their business. But once you sign that agreement, there are little intricate bits of information that you should be aware of. Just because somebody verbally tells you this is the deal, they're not the owner of that company, they're an employee, they're doing their job. I don't believe they read that agreement and know it fully by the back of their hands. I know I was a salesperson. I did not know every agreement unless I had already read it. And I knew the bare minimum. So they were communicating to us some of the things that this person told them they could do with this franchise. Now, I know you have a business model. You're supposed to follow that model exactly. Now, you can choose not to, but they can choose to just continue your agreement as well. So, in talking with these very sweet people, I realized they were getting ready to sign something and they hadn't even brought it to their lawyer. There's a lot of people today, because the internet, I think 60% of the people who are looking for franchises go on the internet. Listen, guys, all I can tell you is, was that commercial where that girl's introducing her French boyfriend and she tells everybody she found him on the internet or something like that? There's a lot of baloney out there. And coming from the franchise industry, there is some bad communication out there about franchises. There's some good and there's some bad. Now, thank goodness today the SBA is getting involved, but the government has always been involved. That FDD or federal, the document that you have to look at, it's important for you to research what you're getting into. But more importantly, there are people out there like myself who can tell you who the players are and can tell you. So needless to say, my meeting with these individuals, this is just what I said. Do your due diligence. Talk to other franchise owners that are under this particular franchise. More importantly, talk to your accountant and let your lawyer review this. The things that you're saying this gentleman told you could do with this franchise, you make sure you can do that and make sure you find that in writing and make sure you don't find the reverse. No one should ever sign anything. I don't care what it is. I mean, let's face it, you're in the doctor's office. They want you to sign that HIPAA. Read it. Read it. Understand what it's saying to you. But definitely, if you're going into business, don't sign anything. I've talked to more people who either bought the wrong franchise for them, they wanted to get out or they lost money, or it didn't make the money that they thought it was going to make. Don't buy a franchise because you want to make a lot of money. It's just like any business you do. If it's not you, in order to make a lot of money, like I had somebody who said, I want the top, what's the best franchise out there? The best franchise out there, normal people like myself, we can't afford the best one. If you have that kind of money, you are going to buy the one, but it's going to cost you the most. And also find out who the team players are. I work for I'm right now dealing with one of my franchise partners, Comfort Care. They paid for me to come and visit them because they wanted me to see personally who they are and what they're about. You know, everybody can give you lip service. So I tell you right now, because I've built these personal relationships, because I've seen, they have a wall of their franchise owners, and they have them like, it's like honors, you know, the honorees and things like that. And one of their goals is to become known as one of the best employers and employers for franchise companies. I'm saying it all wrong. The bottom line, they want their franchisees to hire the best and their employees to feel happy. You look for franchises like that. They're family. You've talked to people who are happy with them. You want to feel like you're a part of a team. You don't want to feel like you're working for someone. You don't want to feel like you're beneath someone. I had another deal that went bad because guess what? The franchise model fit this gentleman perfectly. But for whatever reason, the franchise developer decided that he was going to put his most successful franchisee over a certain territory. That killed my deal. Because guess what? My client who was going to, he was gung-ho on buying the franchise, got turned off by that guy. I don't think dealing in the franchise world is so drastically different from dealing in just any commercial or business or whatever else you're doing. Think about the relationship. Both ways. You as a potential person who's thinking about buying a franchise, it's a great idea to research. Go on the internet. I do it all the time. But then I double check. I look at associations. I try to talk to people in the industry. Yeah, I talk to people in the industry because I want to know, yeah, you work for that franchise company. How do you feel about them? And I'll tell you right now, when I feel that somebody thinks about the client like I do, I'm happy to offer your business. I'm happy to say I'm a part of your team because I realistically know that if I introduce you to this franchise company, they're going to take care of you. They're going to make sure that you're happy because their goal is they want profit, but they want to have a good reputation. And any company that wants to be known as the number one employer for their franchise owners to be known as the number one employer is a good company to work for because that means they have your best interest at heart and they want you to be successful. So needless to say, we ended the meeting with this beautiful couple with the idea that once you've signed the agreement, once your lawyer has looked over the agreement, made sure that what you agreed with this gentleman told you, it said it definitely is what you're signing, and you talk to your accountant and see if it makes sense for us to do business, then we'll, you know, let's have another conversation. But don't just click on a button on the internet. Get all the information. Let the person who works for that franchise talk to you about what you can do. You start asking those questions because I can't fault this person over here who works for the franchise. They're doing their job. Their job is to close that deal. What you have to remember is it's your job to make sure this is a good fit for you. And again, I say, and I can only talk about Comfort Care because they took the time to send me out there and make sure. I have one other company that's a local here, but two of them, they've reached out to me, made sure that I understood their product, their brand, and what they're all about. And once I did that, it was Sharkley's, the children's hair salon here in Connecticut. They made sure that we knew that their brand was sincere and they're sincere about their franchise owners. If you don't get that comfy feeling, don't sign on that dotted line. If you haven't gone to a lawyer, okay, to help you review that agreement, and I recommend highly a franchise lawyer. They're hard to come by because most lawyers know about business brokers. The franchise agreement is not all exactly like a regular business brokerage deal. It's just not. But the SBA has information on their website. Just go with a consultant. Find one. There's lots of me out there. There's a lot of us out there today. Talk with them. Let them help you understand the business model, what it's about. You know, it's wonderful if you have lots of money to throw away, but most of us are out there trying to find our next career path or wanting to own something on our own. Just think about it from your point of view. Making a lot of money sounds great, but if you find me the business that I can go in and make a whole lot of money, okay, and I don't have to show up, call me. Actually, hit me up. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Diane JC Harvest. If you know that business where I can sleep in my bed or just show up every once in a while and make a lot of money, I want to know about it. Hey, MLMs, don't call me. Okay? Been there, done that. But the bottom line is, I'm telling you today, do your due diligence. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Check people out. Better Business is a good place to check out. See if a company, and the complaints are not bad. If a company or franchise has a complaint, not a bad thing. Because that means somebody was upset, took the time to complain about the company, franchise, whatever it may be, doctor, whatever it may be. That's not such a bad thing. The bad thing is, and this is one franchise we were looking at before we started doing what we're doing, Better Business Bureau had a different rating than that franchise company had. I decided, no, I don't even want to meet with the president of the company. I don't care who he is. Because if he didn't take the time to make sure everything matched up, how thorough is he running that business? And what am I buying into? Now, like I said, today, SBA is very involved. They even have their own directory. So make sure the company qualifies there. Make sure that you talk to a franchise consultant. We're out there. We don't charge anything. We're recruiters for the industry. So bottom line is we get paid by the franchise companies once we refer them the right candidates. Get to know what the right candidates are. Out there on LinkedIn, I put a message out there about the characteristics most franchises are looking for. Research it. It's all over. Once again, hit me up if you have questions. Like I said, I'm on LinkedIn, Diane Fuller Peters, or is Diane Peters. And you can also look, go to my Facebook page, Diane JC Harvest. Send me a message if you have any questions. I'd be more than happy to answer them for you because I don't want to see people getting a raw deal. You know, I think about myself. If I'm looking for information, every time I've reached out to someone and asked information, they've given it freely. I feel the same way. I feel it's my purpose and my goal is to educate people. Because I, too, almost bought a franchise that I didn't really want. But it was making good money. But something in my gut told me, don't do it. And today I'm happy I didn't do it. Hey, listen, I thank you so much for listening to me today. It's going to be a great day here in New England. I hope it's a great day where you are. I want to say happy birthday to my Elaine and my niece Amber and my nephew Damon. My loves here, they're here and they're in the Virgo stages right now. And all I can say is happy birthday, guys. I hope you're having a great one. Once again, thank you so much for listening to me today. This is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. Hey, you make it a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.